you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Romans chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Honor one another above yourselves. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, June 21st, 2021. Hello, Tim.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, how many days have we been spending together? It was like 3 days 2 weeks ago, 3 days again last week. We're meeting up today for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. We shared a hotel room, two nights? I know we were eating at that hotel, breakfast, dinners. I've never been to a hotel where the dinners were so delicious.
And it wasn't an expensive hotel. It was a nice hotel, but wow, yeah, it was great.
But I should say, and the dinners were free, which made them even tastier.
Right.
We just marveled at it. I wanted to take you to a few restaurants here in Springfield. And it's like,
there was no need to.
Mark, have you seen the menu tonight? They're doing this, and they have the hot dogs all the time.
And were you thinking, oh, it can't be that good. It's okay. I'll take you to the pizza buffet at Pizza Ranch.
Yeah, Pizza Ranch. No, we were guessing in the morning, what do you think will be tonight's dinner? So anyways, yeah, it was that. The pasta and
the chicken Alfredo.
Yeah.
Baked potato.
Lots
of nachos.
Chicken. And it was all a part of the package. So, yeah, last Wednesday I came to town, and we just started working away and worked kind of late. You said, hey, I do have the hotel room because I'm in here, you know, basically Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mm-hmm. And I said, hey, I'll check with Holly. And it just all worked out. And I stayed the night. And then as we were working away, I said, I'll stay a night and that'll give me another dinner. And then we'll have free breakfast. And then Friday we worked with the whole team. And oh, gosh, I don't know. I have so many things to brag up, and I want to introduce you a little more to our radio listening family. But on this special day, you've heard of Herb the radio servant, right?
Yes, I've met him.
Well, you have Paul the, what do you call him?
I'm not sure. He's incredible. Paul's one of our volunteers here in Springfield.
Yeah. It's almost like a career move. He's here every day, Monday through Friday.
He volunteers.
Volunteers, helps out, assists. He's like Herb the radio servant.
Yes.
What do you need? What can I do?
And he usually knows. When I have a question for him, he usually knows the answer. And he's so kind.
Oh, so kind. And he's effective. He's efficient. He just comes in and does things.
He's the best dressed in the office.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, he's the best dressed. And it's an anniversary for him and Carolyn.
I saw that on the calendar.
Yeah, so we want to wish them the very best and many more years together. Carolyn's a sweetie. They're just one of those perfect couples where he compliments her, she compliments him. A week ago when we had a special send-off luncheon at Mario's, they fit together. They're perfect, so we wish them God's very best. And thank you, Carolyn, for allowing Paul to be here and volunteering every morning and assisting us. And he's just a valuable asset to the team.
And can I also say thank you to Paul, because we're just now today going to close on our house in Springfield. But what was that, Mark? It was
two weeks ago Wednesday.
And Paul, along with so many more people we're going to mention today from the staff here in Springfield, as well as Champaign-Urbana area, took all this time and helped us unload the big U-Haul. Most of our stuff is in the storage area. We've got to unload it again. And he even volunteered to do that.
Yeah, your big day of the closes today,
closing,
right?
And moving into the house here in Springfield. So thank you, Paul. You've been such a great blessing, and I've only known you 2 weeks.
Yeah. That day when we had a luncheon, and we knew that some point when the luncheon was over, we were going to go empty the U-Haul. And I think I shared in one of the morning programs, we were all just like looking and looking. And I think it was about 2 hours into unloading it.
And
does
we're still
anyone
not
see the
back
front?
Yeah. The front. Yeah. We're not seeing the front. Just keep looking for the piano. It's up there somewhere.
But imagine, you know, I knew we were going to be doing the moving and lugging stuff around, as did Holly. And four other board members also joined us. So they had jeans on. Here's Paul in dress shoes, nice slacks, not only a dress shirt, but like a silkier kind of dress shirt. And he was working as hard as everyone else. And yeah, a quality individual. And, you know, we thank God for him. And we thank God for Carolyn and sweet couple and happy anniversary. Let me give a little update on what's going to happen on the Tuesday and Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends, because I'm kind of excited. You and I, again, will be on Wednesday. But tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday, Loria Grift, an old-time friend that God orchestrated it, where we met up in church. We talked, and her sister Jenny's in, and I think has brain cancer, but some miraculous things that have taken place and how it's being worked through and prayed over. And so they're going to be a part of Testimony Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, you and I are going to have a call out to Anna with Portillo's. And so I'm giving people a heads up. Here's how it's going to work on Wednesday. Somewhere in the program, we're going to have a call in for a $25 gift card. Now, those of you that know of Mark and Friends, heard at 7:32 a.m., re-aired at 7:32 p.m., you'll have the chance in the morning to call in and get it. Or if you say, hey, we can try again tonight, we know when he's going to announce it, we give it away in the evening. Now, those of you in Whitehall, Beardstown, Macomb, Lincoln, different towns that hear Mark and Friends at 10 a.m., right around the time during 10 and 10:30, there will be a call in where we'll also allow you to get a $25 gift card to Portillo. So anyways, you might want to be scheduling yourself to tune in on Wednesday to hear that. It's just going to be a fun interview. Portillo's is coming out with this new crispy chicken sandwich, and we love them. They've assisted us with some giveaways during the Share-a-thon, and it's a great company. They really care about their employees and their people, and so we'll have a special interview on Wednesday. So excited about that. Tonight, men, it's the Singing Men rehearsals, so come on out at 7 p.m. to Lincoln Square in Urbana, as we're going to be rehearsing. Because on the 26th, I think Saturday the 26th, Tolono Fun Days comes to town, and we're closing out the evening. I think the Singing Men of GNN are going to take the stage somewhere at 8:15, 8:30 to about 9:15. I think we're going to do a set of about 8 or 10 songs. Then we'll sing the national anthem, and then I think there's some fireworks. So that's Tolono Fun Days. Be looking to hear from the Singing Men of GNN. It'll be our, I guess you would say, our 2021 debut because of COVID. We haven't sang anywhere for about a year, year and a half. So that'll be a fun concert. Come on out, everyone, to Tolono Fun Days. More to say in the next few days. I have to look at my emails and get caught up. So Singing Men rehearsal tonight. It's never too late to join us, men. We have rehearsal from 7 to 9 p.m. Men that just have a desire to sing and declare the wonders of God. If you've never sung before, don't let that hold you back. It's a great men's fellowship. We have a great director that'll assist and nurture you along, and get next to a guy that knows how to sing, and he'll help you. We'll help you along. So,
where do you all meet to practice?
We meet at Lincoln Square, Lincoln Square Mall in Urbana, 7 to 9 p.m., and that's our Urbana studios. And we're here in Springfield today, but I'll be back for tonight to sing with the guys. And, yeah, it's a great men's group, and I can't wait to see how God's going to use us in the days ahead. So, yeah, so we have Testimony Tuesday, Portillo's on Wednesday. Today, it's featuring you a little bit, Tim. You and I have spent a lot of hours together. I love you, man. You know how he's, I love you, man. I don't know, a couple of those nights, it was like 1:30, we were still talking.
We were both worn out and had a good time just thinking out loud.
So, Tim, it's going to be a little different than Friday when you had the full staff here and Joyce was on the phone and we were working some interviews and talking to some different people. But we've already done enough shout-outs on Paul. He's going to already say, okay, enough already. But Joyce, do we want to talk about Joyce the Incredible? Joyce is one of a kind. She's the equivalent of Karen Harrison for Great News Radio. Just efficient, passionate, skilled, determined to get things done, you know, kind of like whatever it takes. I can stay up all night long like you guys. Let's get it done. Let's update things. Has a heart for ministry, a heart for people, loves to talk to people. And so, yeah, I'm getting to know Joyce more and more. But you've now completed 2 full weeks. This is into your 3rd week. And so I'm using this time a little bit to share you with our listeners, and maybe I'll tell a little of the behind-the-scenes story. But I also want to highlight some of the staff that you're getting to meet and interact with. And I know you have things to say about Butch and Joey and Howard, because they've been in and out, and you're getting to know some of their strengths and abilities. And as the newest staff member that's overseeing the ministry here in Springfield and beyond, I don't know if I'll even have time to tell the whole story, because it's a God-citing thing that he orchestrated. He was leading you. You were doing a very successful ministry in Minnesota, 30-plus years of experience in radio and Christian radio. But anything else about Butch, Joey, or Howard? They're a great team here.
Yeah, from the first time that I met each of those guys, it felt comfortable. By the time, you know, we got done talking for a while, it seemed like we knew each other more than just that first time that we got together. So I love those guys.
Yeah, yeah. Butch, Leonard is, I think, his official name. Wait till he makes the Italian beef, and he slow cooks it or whatever he does in one of those crock pots. He's a legend. During share-a-thons, they always, I don't know if they request it, I think they demand it. They said, Butch, you will do the Italian beefs. It's phenomenal.
You know, speaking of Butch, I took a phone call on Friday from Barbara, a listener in Springfield, that was just calling. She was requesting some envelopes because she wants to give to ministry, and she wanted us to send her, you know, the giving envelopes. We did that, and we got talking. She goes, you know, I talked to that man Butch there at the station, and I just so appreciate him taking the time to call and ask me if I had any prayer requests. Mm-hmm. He knew I was a listener and a supporter. She goes, you don't realize how much that means, and that just doesn't happen from businesses and a lot of times ministries, because they're so shorthanded.
Right, right.
You know, so she really appreciated Butch.
And Butch has been doing that for some years. I know, especially on Fridays, he comes in, he has a list of people he wants to call, and it's really just to say, how can we pray for you? Is there anything we can ask God for on your behalf? And it's not a pitch for donations. It's not a pitch for what's your favorite program. It's like, how can we pray for you? And he's got a real heart for people. He's got a real tender heart. He's a hugger. He's a lover. He's just a neat guy that's passionate about the ministry. And he's a lot older than you think.
Exactly. He looks 12 years or more younger than what he is.
Yeah. Butch is a keeper. And then the silver tongue Joey Kroll, that the Great News Radio listeners are very familiar with.
How do you not like Joey?
Yeah. Joey, he brings that dimension of enthusiasm and yet that lighthearted laugh at himself, joy of the Lord, I guess you would say, and very skilled and does exceedingly well, you know, as solo. I like to have somebody in the studio, you or Jason or Marianne or others. Joey can get up here and entertain himself and have fun, and you laugh along with him. He's really skilled at that. So, and then Howard, who, those of you that are wondering, what's going on with Whitehall? I think you're back on the air, but it's not the same strength of power. Yeah, we ran into some glitches. We spent over $6,000 just on a new updated antenna. It's like a 4-bay, and it covers a number of feet. Well, it has to be very precise on the tower, like exactly 33 inches apart and so forth. And because of brackets and the tower construction, the makeup of the tower, they couldn't just clamp it exactly as they want it. And then there's some RF. There's some technical glitches that are going on. And so we're still working with some engineers. So it's back on the air, but it doesn't have the same coverage. So those of you around Beardstown or Whitehall, bear with us. We're praying it through. And we hope in the next few days, as long as it doesn't rain and the weather's cooperative, you have to climb up these tall towers and reassemble things and test things. And we have 2 different engineers working on that. Howard, who's very skilled and has been with this ministry for, I think, 33 years, is working on it. And, you know, we're making progress. And you and I, how many things have we been lugging around here and climbing under desks and rewiring and setting it up? But we're pretty set now with the 3 or 4 different studios here and getting the computers all rewired and getting all the printers. How many printers do we have in this place?
I think it's the most printers I've seen.
Printers and bathrooms.
Like, we're printers really and bathrooms.
Yeah.
But, you know, Howard's been a great help, too. When we get stuck, we call him. Yeah. And 9.5 times out of 10, he knows the answer. So thanks, Howard. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, Howard. Howard recently married a week ago Saturday.
That's right. So
God's provided a special person in his life. And so he's got a bigger smile when he comes in and is helping out and assisting. So, yeah, so that's a little bit about the team here in Springfield. There's a host of other volunteers and helpers. And then as I've been signing all the thank yous, I marvel at the wonderful people in all the towns that the WLUJ signal represents and covers, and, you know, with all the different frequencies, 19 frequencies now, so everyone's going to be receiving our new updated stationery where they're all listed there, and we're one big radio listening family, and you'll probably hear more and more of us referred to as Great News Media, because we do have the Prime Lifetimes publication, and we have the Singing Men of GNN, and we're going to announce some of the upcoming trips that we'll do together, eventually, hopefully, going back to Israel. We have a trip coming up that we're going to take a whole busload to Philadelphia, and it's going to be a lot of American history, and that'll be coming up in a few months, so I'll talk much more about that in the next few days, but a lot of different things that we want to do, and so Great News Media covers more than just the 19 frequencies in the broadcast. We're going to have some events. We've been talking about some things here in Springfield and special speakers coming in. So we've just dedicated this whole ministry, the broadcasts and all the events and gatherings and special teachings and things that we do, to his glory. So if you hear Great News Media, it's because of the inroads we're making through the Prime Lifetimes. In fact, I recorded the manager at the Ace the other day.
Ace Hardware, right across the road.
Yeah, right across the street. Well, I guess you'd say the highway over there. Mm-hmm. But in fact, I don't have my notes in front of me, but there's a Mark. He has a barber shop in Taylorville. And so he called into the station, I think, on Thursday or Friday. Karen gave me the message. I can't remember if it was a recap from Thursday or Friday, and said, there's a Mark in Taylorville that says you can bring the Prime Lifetimes papers there. Then there was another listener in Springfield here that said, Humphrey's Market here in Springfield, it's 9 minutes here from the station. I'm going to be taking you to lunch. I don't think we'll do it today, but in the coming days, I want to take you there. It's a throwback to the 60s of what grocery store was like, but yet they have a diversity of customers, and I guess their meats are out of this world. That's why it's called Murphy's Market. But then they have flowers and all the other stuff that the grocery store would have in a little restaurant, not so much a restaurant, but like their deli, and then they have like 5 to 7 tables. And
so they've been around a long time, folks.
Yeah,
in Springfield are,
I think,
familiar.
Over 80 years.
Right.
So Humphrey's Market, we're working on them carrying the Prime Lifetimes. Oh, it's Mark Kleinfelter, and he's in Taylorville, Illinois. So I'm looking to try to find a volunteer that can travel somewhere around Champaign-Urbana and head south towards Taylorville, because Taylorville's south, but it's kind of between Decatur and Springfield. And so it's way far away from us. It's like Macomb, that's way north of us, and trying to figure out a volunteer, because we have some locations we can put the Prime Lifetimes publication in Macomb. So anyways, as the radio ministry continues to grow through the Prime Lifetimes paper, through the Singing Men of GNN, through events, through travel, through various activities, we just keep praying that God will keep us focused on lifting high the name of Jesus, proclaiming the good news message, encouraging people to read their Bible, you know, all the things that as followers of Jesus we want to be about and be doing. But at least we never get back to the point of why we opened up the program with Romans 12:9. So you're getting out of some of the, we're going to save you for a testimony Tuesday. Tomorrow we can't, because we have Loria Grift and Jenny Potter coming in. But we started with, love must be sincere, hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in brotherly love, honor one another above yourself. And I think that is a characteristic, a trait of you. You have a tendency of honoring others, of loving on people, of caring for them. That's one of the reasons we hired you. We saw that as characteristic of who you are, besides being gifted in broadcasting and a background in broadcasting. You do have that ability to love people because God first loved you. But why did you say that's a pretty good one to open up the program with in our closing minute?
Right. You asked me before we got on the air this morning, do you have a life verse? And I said, our favorite verse. I'm like, I don't know. It just keeps switching according to where I'm at.
Yeah.
And I've been reading in 2 Peter. I've also been reading in Psalms. And then I've been reading in Romans. And I've been reading Romans 12 for the past few days. you know how you sometimes get stuck on something and you sense like, I just need to keep dwelling on this. You know, from the very beginning of Romans 12, where it talks about, you know, we think of worship, especially in 2021. Well, that's the time we go and we sing music and it's all about music. It talks about offer your bodies as worship to the Lord. And then it goes on to talk about love and brotherly love and hate evil. So that's one of the couple places I've really been dwelling a lot lately.
Yeah, this verse 10, be devoted to one another, and another reason on why we hired you. And I can't wait to tell that full story and how God orchestrated it all. But one of the reasons is that you are devoted to the Lord. You're devoted to your wife, Beth. You're devoted to your family, your two daughters. You're devoted to this ministry. You're passionate about serving God effectively with your gifts, your abilities, your talents, wanting Him to get the glory, which is another great asset. It's not about you. It's about how can I help? How can I serve? Anyone that's tuned into me for any period of time knows part of my love language is when people want to serve. And you're a servant type. What can I do next? You're like Joey Kroll, so that's why we get along so well. It's like, what else can we do, Mark? Do you got any other ideas that we can follow up on today? So
I'm learning you've always got ideas.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Never dove over to around me,
no,
right?
I like that. I like that. As long as there's time in the day
to
hear them. I appreciate you,
or
Mark.
Or time late into the night.
Into the night,
yeah. Well, that's a little thumbnail sketch of Tim Nelson, the newest staff member on our team here, and shout outs for the team that God has raised up that he continues to work through, that really are servants of the Lord, wanting to provide the best broadcasts and helping you to tune in and get your thank you letters and doing the behind the scenes work and data entry and all the things that make this ministry possible. I mean, we get behind these microphones and share, but there is a whole team that's all working together, and we thank God for them. So I hope you enjoyed today's edition of Mark and Friends. A little different than usual. If you were tuned in for a year or two, we had Memorization Monday, and we're in the midst of praying through what's next. And Marianne and I have been talking about, we think we're going to start featuring songs like old hymns and tell the stories behind the song or the hymn or the praise and worship arrangement and give a little history and then play variations. So we have a few more weeks of planning that through, so there'll probably be some more time to have you on, Tim, and others. But yeah, glory to God and how he continues to lead this radio ministry. Thank you, all of you that pray for us, that financially support us, that volunteer, that attend different events. And we hope to see more of you in the coming days as things continue to open up. And to God be the glory. This is his ministry and he's using it, hopefully, to fortify you in your faith journey, to help you take that next step in your journey, to know that he loves you, that he cares for you, and that the Lord Jesus Christ wants to use you wherever you're at this very day. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Tim Nelson with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. Have a great day and night.